99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Yeah, we give you a Florida story about every single day. Weird random things happen down in that state. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a fight over what milk is best, you're doing okay.
Why are we fighting about milk? Is not something we fight about.
Yeah, it's the Florida milkman, guys. To Florida we go, where Justin was arguing with someone about which milk is better, almond milk or whole milk.
And what is the right answer?
I don't know what side Justin was on, to be quite honest, but he got
he
got mad at his friend for disagreeing with him and apparently punched him in the head. The guy punched him back. Then Justin pulled out a pocket knife, wound up swiping at his friend, causing a small cut on his torso. And that's
over milk?
Yeah. And that's when a witness broke up the fight and kept the boys separated until authorities arrived. So again,
guys, listen, we need some better conflict resolution skills. Okay, we can agree to disagree about most things. Milk should be one of them.
But I'm going to go on record and say whole milk is the better.
Listen, almond milk is quite tasty. An almond milk convert.
If almond milk has a flavor, if it's like a vanilla almond milk or a chocolate almond milk,
yes.
Okay.
Ooh, yes. But the dark chocolate, really tasty.
But plain almond milk, miss me with that. Like, I'll go whole milk.
It's a little nutty.
I'll go whole milk every single time. I don't care about the fat content of whole milk. Give it to me. Put it in my body.
All right. That's great. But listen, almond milk makes some really good, like, smoothies and shakes.
You know, whole milk probably would, too, if you ever gave it a chance.
Well, listen, I drank whole milk, like, most of my life. I told you I was an almond milk convert. I can see the value in both. What I'm saying is people need to be able to agree to disagree about milk.
Kelly, I had never really tasted the deliciousness of whole milk until I was an adult. My mom hid that from me my entire life.
You don't need that kind of fat in your body.
I know, that's kind of what it was. Way
is
too
what
fat.
She said?
Way too high fat content. It's like drinking half and half. And like, you know what? If I wasn't looked down upon for putting half and half on my cereal, I probably would do that too.
That sounds delicious.
I mean, put right?
All of it. I'll drink some mayonnaise and ranch dressing too while we're at it.
I'll drink some ranch dressing.
We'll chase it down, right?
We'll chase it.
It down with mayo and ranch.
Yeah, a little mayo
and sour
shot.
Cream. You know what? Throw in some sour cream too.
Oh, okay. So again, Florida making the show. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a fight with your buddy over what milk is best, almond or whole milk, you're doing okay.
Let's be kinder to each other, especially about milk. Okay.
That's Florida making the show. You know, love. We like to highlight here on the show, and, you know, it can also happen in the animal kingdom. I mean, if you've heard the show over the past several years, you know that we have an arsenal of animal mating noises at the drop of a hat. However, we're not going there, okay?
Technically, I don't know if it's possible to get the sound that could occur when octopus love happens.
Yeah, so when we found this article, we thought, wow, okay, this is interesting. And let's be thankful that we are not the octopus species, because of how dating in the octopus world is a bit different than in human world.
Gets real dicey for the males.
Yeah, so I guess there were some researchers that were studying octopuses. It's octopuses, right?
I think so.
Yeah, let's
is
not.
Is it octopi?
Yeah, I just be careful with how you say that, because
yeah.
I feel like we've had this discussion before, right? researchers, they were studying these dating couples, I guess, and they realized, you know what? When the female's not in the mood, I don't know if she's not in the mood all the time, or if maybe she's just, that's part of the courting process, but she finds things like rocks and throws them at the male.
Yeah, it's just, this is kind of savage. Like, they started the research in 2015, and then they caught up with them again. Like, let's just check back in with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the same female octopus, apparently, was throwing stuff at this poor dude.
Yeah.
He was trying to make his... And she hit him, like, 5 times. I think he managed to evade it, like, half the time. And then he got knocked upside the noggin several times.
Kelly, tell me if I'm imagining this, but I feel like I've learned over the years when we've studied octopuses in the past that they can detach their little buddy and leave it with the female. Will you Google that for me real quick?
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't. I just want to make
exactly
sure.
How exactly do I word that?
Well.
Like, okay, can an octopus.
I don't know. Leave its.
Remove.
Yeah, because I think that is the case with octopus. Because, you know, maybe the female is so like, no. Get away from me, you disgusting thing. And so the guy's like, well, here, let me just leave this for you. Am I right?
You're right.
I told you.
It's like there's a little.
I told you.
It is possible. Octopuses have detachable things.
Wieners.
Oh, God. And listen, so apparently, okay, so when removed from the male's body, this appendage continues to swim toward the female.
Absolutely.
Attaches to her mantle.
Yes.
Which is a structure behind her head where you can find the organs and can be stored in her mantle cavity. Oh, my God.
Is that a...
He just throws it at her and says, here, take it?
Right. Right. So is that a pickup line for humans where it's like, hey, do you mind if I store something in your mantle?
My appendage in your mantle?
Is that
I don't know if we try that, but I think it's kind of hilarious that she throws stuff at him and he's like, well, fine. I'm going to throw this at you.
That's right. That's right. So
have your way with it. Does he get it back?
Like I said, I reckon to say no. He's probably not getting it back. And yes, Ryan, who texts us and said, y'all's Google search history must be a field day for Big Brother. Yeah, you know, I've always said if we ever leave this station, there are going to be some words about what has been searched on these computers. So anyways.
Oh, we just try to keep HR away from all the computers at all times.
Yeah. So anyways, when we find this scientific information, we want to pass it along to you because you know that our show is much more about learning and about furthering education, right?
Like, how far away does he have to be to, like, hit the target?
I bet some have better aim than others, you know, right? Setting the bar, small example of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get ahead at work by drugging your coworker, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Why, who, why? Oh, wow.
This story out of Italy, why you gotta break your mama's heart?
Oh, my God.
So, Mariangela, she was found guilty of putting sedatives in her coworker Alice's coffee over a period of several months. So,
holy cow. So she was like making her like be real sleepy, not get her work done.
Yes.
And so maybe she would be seen as the better employee.
That's exactly what the case was.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Like every day she'd be like, hey, you want me to go get a coffee?
You're Italian.
Oh my gosh. So bad. I'm sorry. I'm offending so many people.
Spot on.
And Alice was like, oh yeah, thank you. Bueno.
Oh my gosh. So you're trying to add some authenticity to the story. I get it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And so Mariangela would like, she'd get her coffee and then she'd slip some sedatives in there and then she'd give her the coffee. And then, you know, like Alice would drink it and then, you know, she'd like get tired and all that stuff. So one time she drank it all super fast rather than sipping it. And so like she felt drunk. She was losing her balance and she was like, man, something's not right. So then Alice is way more smarter than I would have been because then she's like kind of started connecting the dots and was like, hang on a second. I was fine before I drank the coffee. Then I drank the coffee. Now I'm not fine. So then the next day when Mariangela was like, hey, you wanted the cafe? And Alice was bueno. And then she took the coffee and instead of drinking it, she took it to the lab to get tested. And sure enough, there were sedatives in it.
Wait a second. They have a lab at work?
I don't know where she took it. Kelly?
All right.
It's beyond the point. But the point is that so she
figured it out.
Yes. And so then Mariangela was found guilty of then putting sedatives in her coffee over the period of several months.
Holy cow.
I know.
I mean, I feel like Mariangela's getting fired.
Well, she's going to have a hard time keeping that job because she's been sentenced to 4 years in prison. So,
yeah, I would find it hard to keep the job when you're going to be relocated to jail.
Yeah. So, again, there are a lot of ways that you can try to get ahead at work, you know, busting your butt, getting there a little bit early, maybe going above and beyond your normal day to day duties, you know, getting noticed by people who make a difference in your employment, you know, but putting sedatives in your coworkers' coffee in the hopes that they fail so you look good, that's not the way to do it.
I just want to know what, like, TV show she got that idea from.
100%. And you know what? I did hear there is a quote from Mary Angela's mom when she found out what happened.
Let me guess. Is it, why are you going to break your mama's heart?
Yes.
Was that the quote?
Yes, it was. It's amazing. Okay. It's amazing. So again, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get ahead at work by drugging your coworker, you dork. Don't do that. Then you're doing okay.
I feel like our accents lend like global appeal to this show.
Yes.
Right? It's international appeal.
It adds credibility to the story.
We speak all languages.
Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. We've got to Canada for this next one, where, you know, Facebook's algorithms are updated quite frequently to keep inappropriate things off of the social media site, right?
Uh-huh.
So when Jackson McLean, their manager at Gay Seed Company in Canada, got a notification that a picture for an ad that he submitted got flagged as smut and overtly sexual and was taken down, he was kind of confused. Because what's he peddling? Did he accidentally attach the wrong file? You know, I mean, people have done that.
Oh, that could have happened.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Accidental upload.
Yeah,
sure.
From CDC there in Canada.
Now, Facebook has a problem with what you're holding in your hand there, these Walla Walla onions.
Yeah, Walla Walla.
Walla Walla onions?
Onions. It was an ad for onion seeds.
I guess depending on how you look at it, you might see things as if it's some kind of psychiatric test. What's Facebook's problem?
Yeah, so what's Facebook's problem with some onion seeds, huh? There, Jackson, explain yourself.
Well, we got notified the other day that it's an overtly sexual image.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
It's a packet of onions, Walla Walla onions, and it's got flagged, got dinged by Facebook's algorithm. Why?
I guess something about the two round shapes there could be misconstrued as boobs or
right.
Something.
Yeah.
Nudes.
Nudes or boobs.
Nudes. Send nudes.
Yeah, so they said they do, you know, Facebook advertising, and they were advertising the fact that they have onion seeds at their seed company, which, why wouldn't you?
You want to show your product.
Absolutely. And Facebook saw it and were like, whoa, 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 whoa.
We can't be looking at that.
What are those What are those round, voluptuous things staring me in the face?
Those are too bulbous.
Those are too just bulb-like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Are you putting the picture up somewhere? Because I kind of feel like I need to see how much they do actually resemble naughty bits.
Yeah, we're going to get it up at Ben and Kelly Show or WDJX.com. You can see the onion boobs that was flagged by Facebook there.
I'm looking up onion boobs.
Onion boobs, yet another Google search. That could be our downfall if management.
Oh, don't Google that. Don't look that up.
Don't look up onion boobs? All right.
Yeah, don't look that up.
At Ben and Kelly Show, you can get a Facebook. Sometimes when you see the drama, you just screenshot it and you send it to us. And all we do is we just bring to life the comment section in the thread.
This is an all-out war over apple cider versus pumpkin spice. Okay, so Chrissy is going to throw it down first.
Okay.
Ben plays Chrissy. I play Janet. I also play Vicky at the end, and Ben will play Bill, who will also chime in on this spirited debate.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Apple cider is way better than pumpkin spice. It's the superior fall beverage, and I'm willing to throw down over this.
Just means more pumpkin for me.
No, no, it doesn't. Pumpkin spice doesn't even contain pumpkin, Janet. #fake.
Excuse me.
Why do you need to be excused? Did you fart?
No, but you will after drinking enough apple cider. Hashtag fruit juice dump.
Apple cider looks and tastes like cat pee.
So you've tasted cat pee?
Very funny, Chrissy. Can't put cider in my coffee. Hashtag go pumpkin spice.
Good point, Bill.
Thanks. Hashtag team pumpkin spice.
Well, you guys are winning the battle of the hashtags so far, but pumpkin spice still sucks.
Come on over to the dark side, Chrissy. I'll buy you a PSL at Starbucks. You'll see.
No! I can't possibly see myself wading through that overpriced swamp of man buns and vape clouds. Get thee behind me, Satan!
Well, I don't agree with your apple preference, but you write very well, LOL.
Hey guys, what about maple?
Hello! Everybody knows that maple sucks.
Maple? Is that a joke?
Maple is the drain cleaner of flavorings. You're a horrible person who should leave my page right now.
That's not good.
Facebook fight!
Theater! Those trumpets can only mean one thing. It is the ultimate test. It is the ultimate battle as Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth in You Laugh, You Lose! How confident are you?
I'm kind of confident in my funny.
I'm not confident
that I'm going to be able to hold it together.
Ha! All right, get the jokes out. Get the jokes out. Get the laughs out. All right, first person who laughs loses. Kelly.
Yes.
I was told that a mask was enough to go shopping with. I was lied to. Everyone else had clothes on.
Yeah. Clothes are necessary.
Hmm.
Good one.
Thank you.
Hey, what do you call a snake wearing a hard hat?
What do you call a snake wearing a hard hat?
A boa constrictor.
Ah, yes. Kelly, what's it called when an amputee does karate?
What is it called?
Partial arts.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Where do baby ghosts go when their parents are at work?
Where?
Day scare.
Ah, day scare. I like that.
Yeah.
What do you call two witches sharing an apartment?
What do you call two witches sharing an apartment?
Broom mates.
Cute.
Thanks.
This one might date us just a little bit. Lost my pizza cutter.
Yeah.
So I used my Bryan Adams CD instead.
Yeah.
Because it cuts like a knife.
Oh, yeah, it is a very old song reference.
It's going to be a certain age limit that will get that.
Kelly, who said, coming our British the...
Yoda?
Paul Reverse.
Cute.
Instead of Paul Revere?
Yes.
All right.
I would have liked it better if it was Yoda.
Keep that
hey, shout
mind.
Out to Monica for sending me this one.
Okay.
What did the bra say to the hat?
What?
You go on ahead. I got to give these two a lift.
That was good.
It was good. It was very good. It was solid.
Kelly, what's the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
What is the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
Snowveries.
Oh.
But I bet you thought I was going to say snowballs.
I did think that. Cute.
Thank you.
Guy tells a bartender, I'll bet you $100 I can pee in this cup from 5 feet away without missing a drop.
Wow. Okay.
Bartender takes the bet.
Sure.
The guy misses horribly. Hitting pretty much everything except the cup.
Yeah.
Bartender laughs. Man pays him the money. Then, the bartender sees a man's friends laughing by the pool table.
Oh, no.
And he asks the man, hey, what's so funny? The man says, I bet them $1,000 I would pee all over your bar and you wouldn't even try to stop me.
Wow.
I can't stop it!
Good job, Kelly. Check yourself down.
Come on, that was funny.
That was good.
Just the that visual good. On that one, just the guy just got
you just
spraying all over the place.
I get it. I get it. I'm going to keep this week. Oh, Kelly's.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, you laugh, you lose. Yeah. The dumb dad jokes back and forth.
You take great care of her. I'm just going to sit over here and just feel happy that I'm hilarious today.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. It's group therapy.
All right, so Josh, he's confiding in us. We've changed his name. And I guess start at the beginning with your girlfriend.
So I've been dating this young lady for about 3 weeks, and we're really into each other.
Gotcha.
You know, I felt very attracted to her when I first met her. She seemed attracted to me.
I mean, that's a good start. That's a great.
We decided to take our friendship to the next level, and we were going to, get intimate.
Ah, okay. So, that is an important decision and, I guess, marker of any relationship, kind of taking it to that next level.
Sure, it's crossing the line.
Right. Okay, continue, Josh. Sorry.
I was touching her behind, and it was fuzzy. Mm. Very, very fuzzy.
Okay. So.
Oh my God! Wait a second! Back the truck up! Is he saying that he discovered some butt cheek fuzz?
Josh, go. Yeah. What?
It turns out that she's got serious butt hair, vicious, and I instantly got turned off. I told her my stomach was feeling weird from the sushi.
Okay.
But in actuality, I was just sick. To my stomach from the butt hair.
Okay, so how do you, in a new relationship, approach this when something... Now, listen, now, to know, this is not her fault.
No, it's not.
She has no control over this.
Doesn't everybody a little bit, to a certain extent,
have butt hair?
Hashtag fuzzy buns.
Yes, hashtag fuzzy buns. Okay, so she's got fuzzy buns. So is that a deal breaker? That's not a deal breaker, is it? It shouldn't be.
We got a text. Get Sarah Jordan on the phone. It's Ideal Image. You need to call Ideal Image stat.
Hey,
I don't talk about that specifically in the commercials.
We got. Could you imagine? Hey, if your significant other has excessive butt hair and you would like to give them a smooth bottom, call Ideal Image.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Listen, I get it though, because especially if you're not expecting it and you're thinking everything is going to be like, all right, here we go. It's go time, green light. All right, whoop, whoop.
But if it's a forest, then maybe.
Okay, so I need to know how thick. Really, to get a good gauge on this. Like, if you've seen pictures of me, sorry to use me as an example here.
Wait, didn't we prep your canvas before we spray painted your butt?
No, I'm saying if we used me as an example and you looked at my face and my beard, was it like running your hand through my beard type of thickness?
Oh, let's hope not.
Or
because
was
that, I would say, is not normal.
Okay.
That is not normal. People typically don't have beards on butt cheeks.
But seriously, though. All right. So Josh confided in us in this. He's like, he likes the girl, but how does he get over this physical trait that she can't control? All right.
Maybe she's not even like aware that has ever been an issue.
Jamie texts in and says, guys, this is how we lose advertisers. Hashtag rip mattress firm. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Well, it's probably best that Sarah has the Ideal Image endorsement and not us.
Not us.
Group therapy. Josh confided in us and said, listen, as I was rounding second on my new girlfriend. Sorry.
What do you say it like that?
He discovered she had a hairy butt. Now, listen, I have and have had a hairy butt for years. And again, I think we have also said she can't control this. Like, this isn't this isn't a personality trait. This is a physical trait that she can't control.
Exactly. And it's something that, I'm sure she would be completely mortified if she even knew he was aware of.
Right. Andrew, the love doctor, has called our show for years, always likes to chime in on these sort of situations.
Here's the thing. If he's really into her, then it's not a deal breaker. Is it something they need to probably talk about?
If they start to get intimate, yeah, probably a good idea. But, you know, there's always ways to fix that issue if it's not something that else is going on with her. But see, the deal breaker, he just got to determine if he's really that much into her and likes her that much, because the physical aspect is great.
Yeah.
But it also goes away after time, so.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That is true.
Yeah.
There's got to be a deeper level for the relationship. Now, we got a text from Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like the dude needs to grow up. Why are women expected to be perfectly groomed, but men can walk around looking like part Sasquatch? Women have body hair. Get over yourselves.
Stephanie says, listen, you know, women, and she probably deals with this embarrassment daily, so don't make fun. Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, this isn't a personality trait where she, like, snorts or whatever when she laughs or something. I mean, this is literally something she can't control. So I think, you know, everybody's saying, hey, hair is hair.
Uh-huh.
That shouldn't be a deal breaker. Just think it was probably just came out as a shock. And maybe he just needs to marinate in it and then, you know, move on.
You know what came as a shock to me is the fact that he trusted us to tell us this information and thinks we're going to be able to help.
I think we did, Kelly.
I think we did, too.
I think we did.
We did, too.
All right. If you want to.
It's going to be fine. She sounds amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so get over it.
Get over it. And good luck, you know, rounding second. And going for third, hopefully you can slide into home there very soon.
God! I knew you were going to say that.
Could you imagine a butt dial costing you over $4,000?
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, yikes.
It's 99.7 DJX. You're setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without making a butt dial that cost you $4,280, you're doing okay.
Who did we call and why?
So,
well, we know why. It was an accidental butt dial. But what? But who?
It's Dr. Ali. He is the center of this. He owns a Tesla. Now, we're going to learn some things about Tesla manufacturing here real quick. Okay?
Oh, fun.
So Tesla makes it really easy for owners to get upgrades for their car. Maybe it's almost too easy because it's done through in-app purchases.
Uh-oh.
So he essentially butt-dialed a $4,280 software upgrade for his Tesla when he plugged the phone into the charger in his Tesla.
He just plugged it in?
Yeah.
It wasn't even like in his pocket and he sat down and just went boop.
That's where it started. He said it was in his jeans.
Okay.
He pulled it out, plugged it into the car, and then he got a text message just a little bit later confirming the $4,280 software upgrade.
Holy cow, what does that software do? Make it fly?
I don't know, but since Tesla is mostly all digital, you know, he's having a hard time even getting a refund because he can't talk to anybody.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, see, a friend of ours has a Tesla, and they're pretty darn cool. Went for a ride in one. I mean, you can have like a fake fire on the big screen. It's got fart noises. There are a lot of fun things in the Tesla. But that sounds extreme.
Yeah. So, again, like, this is an in-app purchase. A little bit too easy to make those in-app purchases, apparently. But
and now you can't get a hold of anyone to say, oopsies, that was a mistake. Hey, I don't really need that. Can you take that back?
Yeah, Dr. Ali, though, doesn't sound like he's going to be so, you know, hurting for that $4,200. However,
yeah, I think Dr. Ali's going to be like, all right, that's pretty cool. I'll keep it.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, just kind of shrugs. All right. I mean, I guess I can keep it. Whatever.
I already have it on the car, so why not?
But for you and I, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without making a butt dial that costs you over $4,000, you're doing okay.
May I never own anything that fancy to where I can make those kinds of mistakes.
Right. Kind of makes you look at those apps that you've downloaded for your phone where you're like, okay, I need to disable all the in-app purchases.
Oh, yeah. No, my sister has had an issue with being able to buy things too easily on eBay and stuff like that, where my nephew bought himself a really cool $400 battery-operated Jeep one time. So that's where, you know, kids could strike. If they can do it too easily, you might want to make sure you shut that down.
Yep. We got a bunch of text messages from listeners 502-571-9970 from Alicia. My boyfriend recently told me he butt bid on something on eBay.
Wonder if he won.
Yeah, I know. Wonder if he won. That's funny.
Steph said, imagine having your credit card tied to your Apple account and your kids have iPads. Over $1,000 in game and app charges. This didn't happen to me, but someone I know. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That would be insane. Larissa texted in and said, my nephew has a Kindle and went on Amazon and bought an Xbox controller. Doesn't have an Xbox, but bought the controller. So
you know what? Maybe sometimes just holding it in front of the TV makes you feel cool or something. You can just make it up in your head.
Man, you got to disable those in-app purchases. That's for sure.
Oh, wow.
We have voicemail here at the radio station, right? You call. Sometimes, you get a busy signal or it just goes to voicemail. This was sent to us from our switchboard. I gotta think that our number was given to a guy thinking that maybe he was getting the digits of a female. All right, I'll play it for you.
Just play it.
Hey, what's going on? I'm the guy that you just met. Like, we just, it was probably like an hour ago, but,
okay. Probably like an hour ago. Just met.
He's already calling her an hour later?
Listen, when you know, Kelly.
Just the bar's closing down. I'm in the bathroom right now, and,
so he's an hour later in the bathroom. He's giving her a call.
We're about to go home, but I thought, hey, why would I go home when I could go?
I'm not exactly sure what he said there.
Okay, well, why, he said, why do I have to go home?
Oh, listen here.
We're about to go home, but I thought, hey, why would I go home when I could go over to your place if you wanted to, if you wanted to have, another beer or something?
Okay, I got it. He's
why? Have another beer, I want to go to your place. So yeah. He's all like, hey, I don't have to go home right now.
Oh, my gosh, okay. This is fantastic.
We gotta leave here soon. Okay. Bye.
Oh, that was it. Oh, no.
Okay, that was it.
So wait.
So listen, this is almost like if it was a girl, it'd be stage 5 clinger, right? Calling an hour after you've met
from the bar bathroom.
Yeah, from the bar bathroom. I feel like that's stage 5 clinger status, isn't it? Maybe.
I mean, is
or
this
romantic?
Is this a segment we now dub? She gave you the wrong number.
Yeah, I feel like that's it. I feel like that's a new segment.
Or
because I feel, you know what? We should offer that as a service. Just give out our number.
Uh-huh.
If you are unsure whether you'd like to give the gentleman your actual phone number.
Here's the thing. That guy should have realized right away. Because isn't the thing when you get a number, here, send me a text so I have it. Like right when you're in front of them. And so you just send the text message so they know they got it and it's all legit.
Yes.
He should.
Unless, like, she says she has her phone in the purse and, like, yep, I got it. That's me. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. He's like, okay. Hope to see you soon. All right.
Oh, yep. I got a little message in my purse. I'm not going to check it right now, but I'm going to go.
I'll get to that. I'll get to that. You know what? This, yeah. I hope that we can feature these two in 2 days on Craigslist Misconnections.
Oh, that's probably not going to happen. Well, he might. He might have gone straight home and written that up. That sounds like if he's in the bathroom an hour after meeting her, calling her. He's going to be in his mom's basement typing up a little.
Yeah, we're going to have to see if we can find that, because that would be fantastic follow up to this. She gave you wrong number, right? It is very sweet.
People are just looking for love. He's taking his shot, right? He's taking a chance.
He is. So again, as I say every Wednesday for Craigslist Misconnections, we hope these people find one another. Or maybe we don't. Maybe that's why she gave him our number.
I feel like that's a sign.
Okay.
That might be a strongly worded message.
I just got a text from Brittany who was like, I used to be a 911 call taker for 9 years and I could write a book with the things that I've heard.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, so this Reddit thread that we came across of dumb reasons to call 911, it's literally the thread's 911 operators of Reddit, what's the stupidest reason that someone has ever called? So then just the comments started flowing in and it's all LOL, like popcorn in the eye, ghost in the attic, 911.
Wow.
Okay.
Out the gate. I don't. Okay. Like, how do you have to have, like, special training to be able to react, like, without making people feel stupid?
Yeah. You know, when you get the call as a 911 operator from the person that says, hey, my fried chicken was too dry, how do you tell them that, sir, this is for emergencies only?
I think maybe that's exactly what we do. Sir, this line is meant for emergencies only. That does not fit the criteria of an actual emergency life or death situation.
Yeah, it's stupidest reason someone's ever called 911. This Reddit thread, someone called the emergency services because he couldn't find the TV remote. Sure.
Wait a second. That is an emergency, though. When you're snuggled in and you're comfy and you're just like, no, I can't move.
There was another that received a call at the height of the lockdown in Britain. I was sent to a lady who called for an emergency ambulance as her sex drive was too high.
Stop! What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean? I need to be controlled? What is happening? Is she attacking people?
A neighbor's jack-o'-lantern was carved suspiciously. Another dumb reason to call 911. This is all from a Reddit thread of real 911 operators. Man who called 911 complaining that he'd scratched his testicle in the night with his long fingernail and no blood came out. That was just a lot.
That was a lot of information. But again, sir, there's no blood. Okay.
Now
it's not an emergency.
This next one, I might have called 911. If my leg went through the floor while on the toilet and I become stuck, how are you going to get unstuck without
that
emergency services?
Statement. I feel like that person does need assistance. Maybe, although it's a funny reason.
So
he's still in a precarious spot.
So this Reddit thread is kind of funny, and it kind of brings up reasons maybe that you've been dumb in your own life. We got a text message from Haley, who said, in college, my roommates and I called 911 because we thought there was a gas leak. They told us, hey, get out and wait for the fire department because, you know, when that happens, that can be very serious. Turns out they found a melted shot glass in our dishwasher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not a gas leak. So I had to call MSD a long time ago because we get back from a trip and I see that there's a backup in our front yard. But that wasn't the reason I really called MSD. I didn't know there was a pipe in our flower garden, and apparently the sewer return or something has an out, like, right there under a bunch of dirt and mulch that had been buried, but, you know, because of the clog, it had backed up onto our lawn. And so I called MSD and said, someone buried a pipe in my yard.
Oh, my God.
The guy came out and was like, yeah, no one's putting a pipe in your yard, sir. This is a part of your house. And I'm like,
might not have been
aware. Okay. So anyways, like, the dumb reasons that you have had to make those phone calls be funny text message conversations here. 502-571-9970. But yeah, this Reddit thread is pretty fantastic. We've shared on our Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
One more. There's the elderly lady, bless her heart, called 911 because she can't get out of her driveway because there are garbage cans blocking her driveway. They are her garbage cans.
Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Bless her heart.
Kelly, we're going where no man has gone before.
Are we going to space?
Yes.
Awesome.
You know, I need to roll that back a little bit. Men have, and women, and animals have all gone to space.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we not the first rodeo.
However, you and I have not gone to space.
No, we have not, and I am underdressed to go right now.
Okay.
I didn't pack.
I don't have
a helmet.
Matching shoes and a hat. Yeah. So NASA has made a discovery on the surface of the moon. We turn to our friends over at ABC News.
NASA, for the first time, discovering traces of H2O in sunlit areas of the moon's surface.
Oh my gosh.
Is he talking about water?
Water on the surface of the moon!
Scientists detecting the water molecules in the Clavius crater, suggesting it's more widespread on the moon than previously thought.
Oh, wow.
So is he saying there could be some moon men up there?
So they're saying that water has been discovered on the moon. And hearing this news, I heard that Starbucks is looking to open up its newest restaurant on the moon.
Stop talking.
Water? Well, say no more, fam. We need to offer
out of control.
Pumpkin spice lattes up in space. Yes, 100%.
We don't need that. That's not what we need. We don't need to start, like, building a little neighborhood on the moon. That's not what we need.
So
we don't need a Walgreens up there either.
I mean,
there's one on every corner.
I mean, I'm telling you what. Once there's water, you know, there could be sharks. There could be Shark Week now.
Oh, Shark Week on the moon.
Yes.
I could be down with that. All right, that sounds fun.
So things that we can have now that we've discovered water on the moon. We've already decided Starbucks restaurant opening up on the moon is a thing.
Sure.
All right. Shark Week is a thing that could happen on the moon.
That should happen. I mean, let alone it's probably not salt water, whatever.
We don't know.
That's true. We haven't been up there to check it.
Yeah, I mean, this species of shark is probably going to be okay in the water that's detected on the moon. Am I right?
Are you going to do a taste test of the water on the moon? Like, would you volunteer to, like, drink it first? See if it's, like, you know, as good as our tap?
Can I just say, no water is better than Louisville tap.
True.
So, sorry, moon water. You're going to have to take a second place, a hard second place to Louisville tap here.
But sure you're tasty.
You better be damn sure. I'm going up, and I'm getting a Grande Pike's Place and then a pumpkin spice latte for my daughter at the new Starbucks that's opening up on the moon with the discovery of water.
Heck of a commute. Might take a little bit.
You know what, Kelly? You're always thinking of the things...
The logistics?
Yes.
I get bogged down with logistics. You're right.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's live in this fantasy world, okay?
Okay.
Text from a listener. Dollar General would be the first one to build on the moon. Oh, yeah. Dollar General.
For sure.
Probably need...
Yeah, I mean, they have everything.
Yeah. Probably need one of those. So, yeah.
Does Amazon deliver there?
Oh, man. They're next. You're right.
Gonna need that, too.
Same day delivery. Gonna need that on the moon.
Need a moon hub for Amazon.
Right. How else am I going to get my Tide Pods and shoes?
I'm getting a hair dryer today. So
you are?
I have things I need, yes.
I'm getting a hat today, so
that's
exciting.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.